Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Yes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to episode 92.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 92 of Batmania 66. Not a whole lot of it, unfortunately.
Best episode ever. We can start over.
Oh, no. You guys are all on. But
ground control to Major Tom.
I hate that guy. I'm going to cut his radio halfway through this flight. Don't tell anybody. greetings, everyone. Wow, we're off to a good start today. To episode 92 of Batmania 66. This episode is called Flop Goes the Joker.
I saw us all write that down at once, by the way.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then I almost didn't write it, and I'm like, later Holly will be mad at me if I don't do this now.
Well, it's important. We need to know.
What a beautiful title, Flop.
Well, the previous one was Pop Goes the Joker.
Oh.
First you pop. Then you flop.
And once you...
Once you flop, you just can't stop.
I think once you flop, you can stop. I think that's how it works.
Well, it depends. I mean, never mind. I'm not going down this road yet. Joining us as always, except for that couple times she didn't, is Holly.
I think it was just the one time.
No, we had Tammy as auxiliary Holly once. And then when I had Mark Wierdzeka on, you were too sick to make it. So it was just Mark and myself.
That episode didn't happen because I wasn't there. And Tammy wasn't there, so it doesn't count.
I like the idea that because Tammy was auxiliary Holly, it counts as you being there.
Yes. I only missed one then.
Oh, I see. Makes perfect sense.
I flip-flopped halfway through. Yeah.
Our guest...
Oh, I guess we should introduce Alicia.
I think you just did.
Hi, friends.
Alicia... As our guest, it is your honor to, and feel honored, goddammit.
We're having her for a second time.
Yes.
Because last time she didn't get an onomatopoeia fight, so we owed her one. So it's like she wasn't even here. That doesn't even count.
But this time she didn't get same bat time, same bat channel. So I think each one counts as a half, I think is what's happening.
No. Does that mean I have to come back?
Why are you so
don't
sad about it?
You have to.
You can leave. Ben and I can do this on our own.
We are not holding you at gunpoint.
We'll just read your notes and judge you out loud on a podcast.
You know what? Take the bat pole. Get out of here.
It's being painted.
You can paint my bat pole anytime, baby.
Baby, you can paint my bat pole.
Is that what?
Is that period sex?
No.
Paint my bat pole?
No.
Ew, I just went there.
That was hot a minute ago and less so now.
From hot to disgusting in 2.5. Yay, we win.
I'm going to go. You guys take
care of
it. Clammy. From painting the bat pole?
No, it's this weather.
For anybody who questions, it is warm outside. All right, so back on track. Alicia. Who was our villain, and what was our villain trying to do today?
Our villain was the Joker?
If you didn't get that from the title, you're all fired. Go away.
I thought that was a trick question for a second. I was like, that other guy?
No, it was Baby Jane. Baby Jane was clearly the villain of the episode.
Whatever happened Lord. To her?
Oh, a storied acting career, I think, is what happened to her after
kind
this
of
episode.
Sounds like Rocket J. Squirrel to me, a little bit. Like her voice.
That was not June Foray.
Yeah, no. I know it wasn't, but I was I feel like they could be related or. Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be horrible if it actually was June Foray?
So wait, the villain was Joker. What was the next question?
And what was Joker trying to do? What was his
villainous plot?
Something with the art?
Good job.
Good enough. All right, so when our episode begins.
That's all I got, too.
Something with the art.
Cliff Notes version. He was fooling a wealthy heiress into thinking he was an artist so that he could create works of art and then convince her that it was okay to take them into the Gotham Museum, take out the old masterpieces.
Which he'd already ruined.
And then, no, he ruined that one guy's thing at the art gallery, not at the museum.
Oh, I thought those were the same place.
No, he was taking Renaissance paintings.
Got it.
From the museum.
I'm on board now.
And then he was going to ransom those Renaissance paintings back to the city.
Right, I caught that.
Yeah.
There was a part where I was texting during this episode. I apologize.
How dare you?
I'm just not eloquent, but I was going to say that.
Yeah. That's exactly what you said. I heard
it was,
you.
Yeah, it was art.
It was art.
Something was art.
It was art.
Hi, I'm Art. And when our episode begins, Robin
You're Ben. How dare you?
Just like Alfred is Alfred.
Yeah.
Robin,
said it all over this episode.
Yes. Robin, Alfred's kind of childish. He put his name on everything in this episode.
Mm-hmm. I used to do that. I used to put my name on everything.
Before I was in existence, I am told that my older brother named everything after himself.
Oh.
So there was a goldfish, and there was a bunny, and there were stuffed animals, and they were all named Beric.
Well, he felt lonely.
And then he felt super victorious for a little while, and then realized what a bad deal he made with the universe, because I was apparently terrible to him as a little kid. One thing I do remember and loved about, and Beric, you know, I know you say I'm mean to Holly, but I'm going to tell them about being mean to you as well. When the first Gulf War was happening, I was sitting in my mother's apartment with my brother, and we were watching reports about Saddam Hussein using his people as human shields. So I grabbed my brother, who's 5 years older than me, grabbed my brother and started hitting him. And my mother asked me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "He's my hostage. I'm going to keep hitting him until you do what I say." So I was paying attention and learning from the news, but not necessarily learning the right things from the news.
I mean,
you know,
siblings.
I was smart and I was synthesizing information correctly.
Yeah,
we used to play Steamroller.
What is
that was where the three of us were on my parents' bed, and my brother, who was 9 years older than I am, so he was a young man and I was a baby. It's like, you know,
you'd lay down on the and, you
and
just,
he would roll
he would roll, he would roll and you'd have to get out of the way.
We're making hand motions.
Yeah. Podcasting. And he would roll around the bed, and
hand
then it would
casting.
Be like,
we should $1 million idea, hand casting.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd all switch, but my turn, I did not ever get anyone, and any one of them could just step on me, and I was done.
Well, if you did connect with them, wouldn't you just stop rolling, as you would not have been powerful enough to go over them?
I didn't even get that far, Ben. They just, like, would tickle my feet at that point and laugh until they would laugh, and I would laugh, cry, until pants were peed. It was not... No, they didn't really make me pee my pants. It came close many times, though. Batman.
Yes. Saved or shaved?
That is my next note.
Of course it is.
So our narrator, Robin, is tied to a machete mobile that is swinging cardboard blades at him. And he is going to die. Although, I will say, I didn't really notice the blades coming any closer to him in the minute and a half.
I didn't either.
But the blades were supposedly coming closer to him.
They totally were.
They tried to make it look like it with really artful camera angles. Did you know, like, the whole entire episode, it was all akimbo.
Oh, yeah.
Very crafty.
They love Dutch angles, especially in villains' lairs. But this episode was lousy with them. And yes, the narrator does postulate that Robin be saved or shaved, which caused inappropriate giggles throughout the living room.
Do we really want to know?
I think in shorts that tight, we probably already know.
Yeah, we're going to go with shaved and saved.
I wasn't dying to know. I assumed. Yes.
And then I discovered.
The real question is whether he got me be shaved and circumcised is the real question. Holly, are you okay?
My tattoo's all itchy.
Got it. She has turtle itch, everybody.
My turtle's itching. And sorry, I just wanted to show you guys my tummy. Wee. Like a little
is
kid.
Is it so rumbly?
It is rumbly!
You should have some nice brisket at Passover.
I just really realized that they do wear tights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't think they wore tights. They wore tights.
Tight tights.
Yeah. It makes their legs look so glistening.
They're
like butter.
Yeah, they're shiny.
Like butter.
What is Amanda? I almost said Alicia because you're here, but it's Amanda. What is Amanda called? Silky bat panties.
Yes.
Mm.
only to make Holly uncomfortable.
Not only, but that is the added bonus.
The narrator also says something about not much room for error.
Yes, I wrote that down too, because it was there's plenty of room for error. There was a good 2.5 feet of room for error.
Well, he got out of those ropes very easily.
He has practice. A lot of practice.
Yeah.
And how did Batman save the day?
With his head.
Real way! Real way to do that!
Yeah, well, I was going to say by getting hit with balls. But
he put his head on the balls.
Yeah. 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 Took balls to the face.
He took some balls to the face, and then Robin got out.
He's face deep in balls.
Yeah, he's face deep in balls. But how he got over there was a real way to actually do something, and I was happy. Don't give me that for this show.
No, he didn't use
some kind of bat sonar that unties rope.
No, you mean like a sonic screwdriver?
I just noticed how he was like trying to get from one place to another, like he didn't make noises. He was just like every like
Alicia.
He didn't make noises.
He's Bruce Wayne.
Oh.
Okay. Would George Clooney make noises getting over there? No. He would, like, float on a cloud of amazing.
This show is so over the top, though. I was expecting noises.
But I like how you go from, of all the Batman you could have picked, you picked literally the worst Batman.
No. I probably didn't pick Batman's. I picked Bruce Wayne's.
I still think Val Kilmer was a better Bruce Wayne. Val Kilmer was my favorite Bruce Wayne.
Val Kilmer. And I didn't mean... it just so happened he was a Batman. I just mean George Clooney is a graceful, handsome man. And Val Kilmer anymore is not.
Yeah, he's an overweight matron. Speaking of which...
Why did I write, that's not very nice?
Because Joker called one of his captives an overweight matron.
Wait... What did I say?
Yeah. And I was like, and she goes, that's not very nice. I'm like, what? Really?
I wrote, you literally did nothing. I think to untie himself.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, shook it off.
Yeah, he's like, you mean you could have gotten out of those ropes at any time? Yes.
Well, you know, only when it was funny.
The platform was spinning, though, and that can kind of hinder your ability to think and get out of ropes.
Well, yeah, even if he had gotten out of it and if he had been spinning that long, he could have been dizzy. And
Honestly, though, it would have been much more dangerous if he had gotten out of the ropes while it was moving, because the knives were nowhere near him. But if he had gotten out of those ropes while it was spinning, good chance he could have fallen and broken his neck.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Or hit one of those knives on the way down.
Okay, we're going to go with, like, this whole situation is maybe a little plausible.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not the worst thing we've seen. Oh, didn't we see, like, a slingshot? Like, there's...
Oh, yeah. That whole slingshot situation. I watched that episode.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Or the Joker getting himself out of prison by literally catapulting himself with a giant spring under pitcher's mound on a baseball field.
Also, the switch said off versus hamburger.
I love that. I love that hamburger is an option on that death machine.
Yeah. The off, not on... Hamburger.
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes...
Instead of saying...
It's a binary choice. It's either not working or it's hamburger.
Chop suey or...
Honey, I'm gonna be home late. Could you set the lights to hamburger before I get home?
Yeah.
No. Honey, if you're home late...
Could you hamburger the lights?
I'm setting the lights to hamburger.
Oh, good. Yeah, good point. Could you hamburger the porch lights for me?
No, it's not like that.
I would say you can't say it's on like Donkey Kong.
Would you put hamburger the lights? Is that where we are right now?
Oh, I guess that does. Oh. I don't know. This is hard. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Creating new language is hard.
Can we talk
Let's
about
just switch back
different?
To Esperanto.
We can talk about Robin saying, my beautiful red blood is still inside of me.
You're beautiful.
He said my beautiful.
Because they said his blood was beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There was red paint all over.
We're missing a scene, though.
Oh, oops.
Because Joker is, of course, not there when his nemeses are supposed to die. He is now explaining that he's going to take all of their Renaissance art, and Baby Jane convinces him to untie her hands because it's uncomfortable, which Joker gives into. And then when one of the other art class students, oh, he was running it as an art school for rich people, which is how he got all of those people. And one of the other ones asked to be untied, and he says his courtesy does not extend to overweight matrons, which is pretty rude.
Super rude. I said fat shamed, and then Ben told me fat shamed is a bad word.
Yes, they prefer morbidly obese.
Shamed.
Yes.
Okay. That's a mouthful.
No, fat shaming is probably correct.
I don't know. You made me self-conscious about it.
Okay, so I once to...
Festively plump shame.
I once, to a very nice waitress at Wakano in Valencia, did something horrible. Which is she came over and...
Oh no, did she do the you didn't enjoy that at all?
No.
Oh.
She came over and she was telling us about the different options. And she told us about... Oh, and one of us ordered the foie gras roll. And she said, okay, so you've got this, that, and the foie gras roll. And I went, it's pronounced foie gras. And she went, oh, is it really? Because they told me it was... And she 100% believed me.
Ben, you're a bad person.
I copped to it. And I said, no, I was teasing you. I didn't let her walk away thinking it was pronounced foie gras.
Ben, you're a bad person.
Gullible people are awesome.
Because I fall for that kind of shit, too. So I can't...
Yeah. Well, you know.
Don't you say it. Don't you dare bring up The Simpsons. How dare you? The Simpsons told me that
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take the nuclear option.
Was pronounced nuclear. So I spent 32 years thinking it was pronounced nuclear instead of nuclear.
Got it.
And now it's still hard for me to hear the difference between the two.
Yeah, me too. It's like I can't say, I have to think really hard when I say crayon.
Yeah, you, around me for sure.
Yeah.
Why? What color crayon should it be?
How dare you? Do you want to hide a body?
No, yeah.
I was looking at Alicia when I said that, podcast listeners.
So,
Ben, if you ever show up dead, there's audio evidence that it could be me.
That's okay. Tammy offered to let people have my home address to beat me up the other day.
I saw that! I think I liked that.
So, friend of the show and auxiliary Holly, Tammy, posted on Facebook that if anybody wants to cry, think about the conversation that Hagrid had while carrying Dumbledore's body to his funeral. To which I responded, I just assumed he hung him upside down and shook any loose galleons free. At which point, Tammy responded, if anybody wants Ben's address so you can go beat him up, PM me. It was warranted.
Oh, yeah,
I earned
sure.
it. But anyway, by the way, my word is syrup, everybody. So everybody has that word that has to be said correctly around them. It is not syrup. It is syrup.
Also, caramel.
Oh, yeah.
Less so caramel. But
he really doesn't like caramel syrup.
Yeah.
Wait, no. How do you say it? Syrup.
Caramel, yeah, caramel syrup.
You say syrup.
Syrup, yeah.
Not syrup. Caramel syrup.
Yeah.
Caramel syrup?
I say caramel syrup. Actually, sometimes syrup is said even weirder because my brother said it weird as a kid, so we all stick with that.
What did you say as a kid?
I can't do it without... I can't do it thinking
about
it.
Okay, can't do it while you're thinking about it? Okay, fair enough. Anyway, we were having foie gras, and the overweight matron...
Oh, so sad. Women are the dumbest is my next line.
Yes. Because she totally... Oh, no, we got one more before that. Joker, this is when Joker goes back in and sees the beautiful red blood all over the walls.
Yes.
My note of which was, he thought that knives would vaporize the body?
Yeah. Because
there were no chunks of Robin around.
He had it set to hamburger.
Which means there should be hamburger left.
It was all over the walls.
No, there was no chunks. It was.
He wasn't wearing his glasses. He didn't know.
I can't argue it. It's my favorite thing.
No counter argument to that.
My beautiful red blood is still inside me. Well, actually, if the blood is inside you, it's not red. Why did you have to say beautiful red blood?
I'm pretty sure it is still red, isn't it?
No, it's blue.
It's not quite blue.
Actually, blue blood is a myth.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What color is your blood inside your body? It's red. Not red.
Is it?
What?
Yeah.
Science.
It's just darker.
Blue blood is actually an extremely racist concept.
Oh.
And it was, specifically, the misnomer of blue blood was about being white enough to be part of the elite and to actually see the blue veins in the skin.
Me!
So if a person
Alicia!
Also me!
If a
Ben?
Not just Harry.
If you're one of the chosen.
Excuse me, which one of us is going to Passover tonight?
It's not Passover anymore, though, so I think...
Just because you're going to a bunch of tardy Jews doesn't mean it's not any less Jewish. No, late, not the other kind.
I'm an artist.
If you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
On the catwalk.
On the catwalk. I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Welcome to Right Said Fredcast.
I really hope millennials listen to this and have no freaking clue what we're talking about right now.
You do realize where
I'm going. No, I do not accept that. Don't you say that.
The internet says so.
I know.
Yeah, but the internet is for porn.
P.S. Totally watched some porn last night.
Did you?
Woo!
Was it good porn?
Did you mean to?
Yeah.
Was it the awesome 1970s Alice in Wonderland musical porn?
My mom rented that for a birthday party of mine on accident.
Oh, stop. Story time. Or is that the whole story?
She realized before it got put into the VHS. Or what's it called? VCR.
Sad day.
VHS Sad is day. The thing you put into
right,
the VCR.
Right, no, I know, because I make fun of Scott because he calls it the VCR or VHS player and go, you mean the VCR? But then sometimes that word just goes away.
Is he from some weird corner of the Midwest or something?
No. So, but no, my mom rented it from it was before Blockbuster was really, it was probably 89.
Alamo Video.
Yeah. And
Video Schmidio.
They had to order it because it wasn't there. And they ordered the porn one, and Mom went and went, oh, no. This is for a 5-year-old.
Then why? Okay, this was years ago when I first discovered this particular movie, and I told Holly about it. I don't tell pretty much anybody about my adult video viewing for the most part. However,
you and I have had several conversations about.
You're an anomaly.
I know.
You're my Holly. You're different.
You're an anom Holly.
I'm a nom Holly.
Nom 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 nom.
I wish I was a nom 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 Holly right now. I'm so hungry.
You can get small smackerel. I have honey. It's not spelled HUNNY though.
Can I just shove my whole hand in it?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
What else happened in the episode?
Okay, this is made all the more awkward, not by me, but by Holly making her lip-snacking noises afterwards.
Which, also,
by the way, if I did that, Holly would lose her mind.
I know, it's funny when I do it, though. No, it's also, they don't get to see the creepy look I'm giving both of you as I do it, so.
That's all, folks. Oh, knife vaporized body. So, speaking of pornographic illusions...
nice segue.
They go back after the blood vaporized the body, or whatever it was. My beautiful blood is still within my body.
Yes.
He goes back to Baby Jane, begs her for help, and says that she's his muse, or not his muse, but says that he's just a misguided artist and he needs help.
Wait, what about the punching?
Oh, there was a punching.
Kapow!
There you go. And...
I made us go back for that.
Well worth it.
Totally worth it.
Especially since I didn't get any I got one onomatopoeia in the episode I watched the last time I was here.
Oh, you thought it was going to happen again, huh?
I was so scared.
Yeah.
And
I had faith.
Yes.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
My muse is starving.
Oh, well, no, we're not there yet.
Oh, we're not... What?
No, because this is where I put that Baby Jane is the worst. Because she gives Joker a case of Blue Boys.
The absolute worst.
Boo.
It made me happy.
Get off the stage.
We're in a living room.
They don't know that.
And this is where she says Robin and Bruce Wayne pop back in. And Robin says, we're going to press charges. You're going to be in trouble. Baby Jane says she refuses to press charges, and she's high enough on the social ladder that if anybody else in the room presses charges, she will block their ascent through Gotham's social society. At which point,
be nice.
Which point Robin says, yeah, but Bruce Wayne will press charges. He's not scared. And Bruce goes, nah, not gonna. I'm fine. And then walks about 2 feet away and starts speaking at full conversation volume about how they've been seen together too much and it'll start to get suspicious. I wrote, maybe wait until you're farther away from the villain before you start openly talking about your secret identity. Nah. Maybe. That's a thing. Nah. This is where we cut to him at Baby Jane's house and Joker's muse is hungry.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Joker says he can subsist on a grape and water and something.
Two grapes and a thimble of water.
There you go.
And I thought, that's the diet I'm on.
Have you had your thimble today?
No! Actually, I had a Starbucks today.
It was, good. Was it a unicorn Starbucks?
No.
I tried one.
Did you? Oh, yeah, I saw. What'd you think?
It was okay. It was mango flavored.
I swear I've heard 10 different things.
My nephews just tasted like vanilla because they put the syrup.
You know, you're right. You're
syrup. 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 I think mine is a combination of the two. Syrup. Syrup on the top of the whooped cream.
No, I like that. I approve of that malapropism.
No, I've heard people call it whooped cream before, which made me giggle. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? She was like, whoop cream. Whoop she cream. Was a legal secretary. Whoop cream. I'm like,
I farted.
Yay!
That happened.
What? Next time, use the microphone.
We'll yeah, I know.
Catch it live.
We'll get the, sorry. We'll plug that one in next time.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Butt mic.
Butt mic.
No, 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 no.
Butt mic.
Yeah, your whoop cream.
Thimble of
water.
Thimble of unicorn blood. Yay. Yeah, I drank unicorn blood, just like Voldemort. Tasted like mangoes.
I should get one. Just to have my own opinion. I should have at least three, and that way you can compare, because I've heard so many different things.
I think it's only good till tomorrow. So
what?
It's limited time.
Oh. Yeah.
And, like, doesn't it cost an arm and a leg, too?
No.
I mean, it's Starbucks.
Costs no more than the normal arm and a leg that a Starbucks will cost you.
Gotcha. And all of the grams of sugar, apparently.
It's, like, 1.5 times a serving.
It's not... I mean, I don't feel like it's any more than a normal Starbucks.
No, it's definitely not. I had a caramel macchiato today, and that's like a gazillion.
Yeah.
I mean, I get an unsweetened black iced tea, so that's much less than...
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Joker's muse is hungry. This is when... Does he tap her on the nose?
It's the hand!
Taps her on the hand with a half-eaten chicken.
He hadn't even started, dude. He hadn't even put it in his mouth yet. He put it in his mouth after.
Ew.
It's almost worse. Mindsitter is calling.
Your who's what?
Mindsitter.
Your sitter?
Yes, mindsitter.
Who's sitting on you?
No, she's my sitter.
Your babysitter?
No, she's my older sitter.
Oh.
Your sister?
Yeah. Sitter.
Okay.
So we don't.
Do you have a selective speech impediment? What is happening?
No,
here?
We call each other sitter.
Okay. I mean,
hi, sitter. It's your sitter. Hi, sitter.
My brother and I have called each other Bubba since I was a baby, because that's how I used to say it. So, aww. Every once in a while, we still call each other that.
That's really cute.
I call my sister Sissy Lou.
Yeah.
Or is her name Lou?
No, her name's Lauren.
Ah. That works. No. We also will call each other Seasters.
Seasters?
Yes, my sister.
Baby! One of my favorite jokes, and Val, who's been a friend of mine for many, many years.
You have friends?
Just Val and us.
I swear she's real. She lives in Canada.
Keep going.
And,
she does not.
Val and I had a running joke.
She used to live here.
Val and I had a running joke about this cake tastes terrible. Of course it does. It's a sheet cake.
Yeah. I haven't got Alicia. Maybe because I've heard
her.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I know this one.
And...
You say this cake tastes terrible, and I automatically go, it's a sheet cake.
It's a sheet cake.
From Costco?
Years after I started making this joke, way too many times, to the point where all it got from Valerie was an eye roll, one birthday, I got a card, and it was one of the shoebox cards, and it was a baker and his assistant and a big brown rectangular slab with a couple of flies flying above it. And the caption was, "No, you idiot, I said sheet cake." And I lost my mind. It was the greatest ever. I wish I still had the card.
That is awesome.
So anyway, chicken. Joker is chowing down on his hand chicken.
Okay, so my thread here goes, ew, don't tap people with chicken. And then I made a comment out loud.
Thank you, Eloise. And your rules of etiquette.
Yeah.
Rule number two.
Oh my God.
Don't tap people with
chicken.
Can
we make that web series?
Yes.
Holly's rules of order.
Holly's rules of etiquette.
I wanted to do a podcast called The ABCs of Life. We could totally make E is for etiquette.
E is for etiquette.
Yeah.
I like it. And then I said something out loud, and Ben said, did you find that foul? And then I wrote, stop it, Ben.
I would like to point out that I had left the poultry jokes out of the podcast, and you decided to bring it up.
How can you not?
So Joker's Muse is hungry. This is where he eats some of the chicken and decides he's ready to make a masterpiece. And he calls for his paints, which his henchmen bring in.
Good colors, by the way.
Yes.
Good color selection.
And he starts randomly pouring them onto the table.
But not super cool like Pollock. Just
like pouring buckets.
I thought he was going to finger paint for a moment. I was waiting hoping. For that. I thought Make he was it, just going to like smear it all around with...
Oh, yeah.
No.
But he does that. Then he has the henchmen come in and start chopping up the table while Baby Jane says, it's my priceless antique plywood table.
No. Was that plywood?
It was. If it was not plywood, it was... sort of really cheap wood.
There was like scroll work on the legs. They at least did a good job with that.
Oh yeah, the legs were nice, but the actual table itself was super thin plywood.
Oh yeah, it was thin.
While that's going on, we cut back to the Batcave.
Great performance art, by the way.
I liked it.
You're the problem. You're who they're making fun of in this episode.
I know I am. I think that's why I don't like that. What was it, like 5 minutes in, I went,
oh yeah,
I remember why I hate this storyline.
Although I will say they were less nasty in this one.
For sure. They were really gnarly towards pop art in the last episode. It just felt mean.
Which is ironic because
this show is pop art.
Yes.
Well, I think, you know what I think it was, honestly? I think it was the writers being pissed off that the aesthetic of the show was what was so popular. So I think it was them just kind of bitching and moaning in the writer's room and...
Ooh. My note on this is, please stop saying filthy rich daddy.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me?
I've had people say, gentlemen, say to me, who's your daddy? And I go, James Allen McKay. Please don't bring him up right now. Awkward. It's not okay.
No, it's not.
I will leave a room.
A couple years ago, when I... was having foot problems and had to be in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
My mother was visiting me, and then she left for the day, and a friend of mine, who actually we had just stopped dating, came in and was visiting with me, and one of the cleaning ladies came in and started working, and she looked up and she goes... she was a very sweet Hispanic lady, but she goes, oh, I thought that was your mommy. And I was like, no. And she's like, and she looked at me and with a knowing grin, I was like, oh, it's a different kind of mommy. And the horridly awkward look that passed between my friend and myself, the moment that woman left, I was like, not okay. Not even close to okay. It was so bad. I don't get the daddy mommy thing. I don't get it.
Oh, some people are into it. I don't get it.
I had somebody ask me if I had daddy issues because I like to date like considerably older men, and I was like, no, I have a very healthy relationship with my father, but I will like never ever call a guy like daddy or poppy.
Yes. Well, you shouldn't call anybody poppy because you're way too white for that.
My first name's Alicia, like I totally got some Latina flavor in me. Moving on.
Nope.
I kind of dug the fact that the response to "raw" was "raw." Sorry.
Are we at the phone call yet? Because this is my favorite part of the episode.
No, right now we're at the fact that apparently Batman only has one bat suit because he had to wait for Alfred to clean the paint off before he could change back into it.
Mm.
Did you not catch that? They get back to the Batcave and they're super excited. Oh, I see you got all the paint off. And that's when we finally get to have Batman in this episode.
Oh.
Yeah. I was the only one who noticed that, I guess.
I just thought they said it was finally dry. Ooh,
rewind just a moment. Take it to the dump and burn it.
Oh, yeah. That's what Joker's going to do with the old paintings. At least that's what he tells Baby.
Yeah, King. Yeah. And I said, that's overkill. Like, do you really need to take it to the dump and burn it? Can't? Isn't it just...
You know who else?
You got to destroy the evidence.
You know, like, who else burned priceless artwork?
Who?
Hitler.
Lots of people. It's a big...
And then I asked, is Baby Jane under some, like, trance?
No, she's just dumb.
Because she sound, you know, I didn't catch the episode before this. Speaking of which, catch me outside. I kept waiting for him to say, how about that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed, speaking of Baby Jane and her abilities, I missed the best line reading in the episode.
And that was?
It's certainly not the work of an ordinary mind.
That was a good one.
She, oh man, she is giving Babette a run for her money in this episode.
I thought they might be the same person.
Oh, I don't know.
Her nostrils are weird too.
Maybe, but it's hard to tell because...
isn't Babette old?
I think
Baby... No, Babette just wore all the wigs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think Baby Jane is using her real hair, whereas Babette has every wig.
All the wigs.
Every wig on, so... Mm. They might be. I don't know.
Have you guys watched Schitt's Creek?
No.
No, but I did listen to Shit Town, which is probably different.
Oh, God. Shit Town.
Oh, so good, though.
So good.
But really depressing.
Oh, my God.
Have you listened? Mm-mm. Okay, so it's same producers as Serial.
Serial.
Which
you also don't listen to. No. All right, we'll talk to you later.
It's lost
this.
On me.
It's different great. Than Lost.
Oh.
Although they are kind of in purgatory. Anyway, where
I'll
were
we? I'll tell you about it later.
Baby Jane, burning the paintings, something, blah, blah, blah.
Burn all the paintings.
Oh, yes. So this is when we get to the, after we discover the Joker's going to burn the rest of the paintings, according to him. This is where we get to the phone call. And my note here is, oh, first of all, Joker's going to replace the old art with his art. That's right. That's the
whole thing.
The reason that he tells Baby Jane for breaking into the museum. Then Commissioner Gordon calls Batman on the emergency line to report that nothing has happened.
Yeah. That's not the phone call.
But that's unique.
Do you think he does that like every 45 minutes? Batman, nobody's attacked yet. Click.
Yeah, those are the non-episodes. Those are the episodes you should cover without me.
The in-between episodes?
Yeah.
Those would be the webisodes.
Yeah.
Just like Batman's in the shower, bat phone starts ringing.
Alfred's got a toothbrush to the bat suit. Getting paint off.
Wandering around the servant's entrance.
Makes me so angry.
Holly hates it that Alfred uses the servant's entrance.
Aww.
He should have his own pole.
Everybody Giggity. Should have their own pole.
Dude, I really want a pole for
your birthday. Which already passed.
Or just in general. For my living room is what I was going to say.
Of course. Of course.
Okay, but if you get one, every time you're going to use it, you know what you have to shout out.
We am a fireman.
No, to the holly pole. And then you have to go, da da da.
Of course.
Now I have to.
Well, I'm just saying, it'll get my atomic batteries to power and my turbines to speed.
I don't worry about your turbines.
My turbines?
Your turbines.
Mad Hatter had a turban. Joker, maybe room for the art. Oh, yes. So, using the bat phone to report that nothing has happened.
Right.
Chief O'Hara is going to send a bunch of police, or get a bunch of police ready, and Batman says, no, let us take care of it. We have something in our pockets besides our hands.
Yes.
Tee-hee. Bat suits don't have pockets.
Maybe he wasn't talking about batsuit pockets. Maybe he was talking about nature's pockets.
That's your buns.
Yeah. Don't let him pick your pocket.
Carry on.
Yes. Alfred is painting at this point, and is
beautiful paintings.
I liked Alfred's paintings.
They had a real outsider character to them.
Mm-hmm. It's very sort of, like Basquiat.
Yeah. Well, it was regressive without being childish, as I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's something really calming about them to me. Because they weren't childish, but they were childlike.
Yes.
He wrote his name quite large.
Okay, that was a little childish.
Yeah.
I wish it was in different colored letters.
And, like, with a backwards R.
Yes!
Well, now you're just getting kitschy. That's just...
Proper. All right.
Dirty pop.
There's a moment where... Oh, they're leading all of the art pieces out of the museum. I'm talking over Alicia and Holly dancing right now. I apologize for this being an audio podcast.
No, we're not.
Holly is doing her pump the wall. Now she's hiding her face.
Ben, I'm not doing anything.
Now she's cabbage patching. Alicia is just pointing at the ceiling and smiling.
Yeah.
And now pointing at her nose and...
It was dimples!
Riveting dimples into her chin, cheeks.
Okay. Nobody rivets a din chimple.
Din chimple? Hi, I'm Din Chimple.
I'm totally going to name a cat Din Chimple.
Can we make that a series of children's books?
Yes! I have told Val this. I don't know if I've told you this, Holly. In my secretive, horrible heart of hearts, I have wanted to get a dog.
And name it Cat Stevens, because we already called Dibs.
No. I want to name it Toby, but train it only to respond the name Kunta.
That's awful, Ben.
It's hilarious.
Joke's lost on me.
Roots?
Yeah.
The movie Roots?
Yep, never seen it.
Okay, so in Roots...
I live in under a rock.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fighting going on there.
Yeah, I...
It was under a rock. It's near Iran. There's a war there.
Oh, Lord.
And anyway, they're stealing the paintings out of the museum. Holly is giving me the death stare. It's okay. Super. There's a 2-meter port that I can use to blow it up. I don't care about you guys. I'm amused. They are stealing the old paintings. And as they're stealing them, the last henchman who's pulling out the last painting asks Joker, where do you want us to put these? And he says, the last place they'll ever look, our old studio, which is also their current studio.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah. They only have one studio.
No, maybe they have another studio we don't know about. That would not be out of line for this show.
Is it in one of the umbrella factories that opened up in the last 3 days?
Maybe it's in the Hat Factory.
Hat Factory? I miss the Mad Hatter.
Me too.
Those eyebrows, those are great glorious. Eyebrows. And much better than Robin's blood, I'm going to say.
It's much less beautiful.
No, much more beautiful.
His blood is less beautiful.
Oh, true, yes. This is when Joker does a penguin waddle out of the room as he giggles.
Yes.
And I kind
of
love it.
Then you get to my favorite phone call of the episode.
So he calls Commissioner Gordon and explains his plan, which is he wants to give Commissioner Gordon the Renaissance collection from the Gotham Museum. But there is a small delivery charge of $10 million. He says that Batman's afraid of him and wouldn't dare show up, which is when Batman appears from behind the curtains.
Behind you.
At the window.
Yes.
And starts talking. And I didn't see the receiver at first, so I thought Joker just had absolutely no spatial awareness. Mm-hmm. He still has very little spatial awareness. Mm-hmm. Because Batman is in the same room speaking.
Yes.
And she should be able to hear Batman both through the receiver and just
right
in the room.
Not how phones work.
Does Joker have, like, brain damage or something? Or is he deaf?
It's possible.
How could that happen?
Oh, he wasn't wearing his glasses. That's the problem.
It doesn't affect your ears.
That's the
exactly
joke.
Yeah. At any rate...
This is where I noticed that at one point, Batman is taunting the Joker, and he puts down the earpiece to look at Joker for a second, and when Joker starts to speak again, Batman picks up the earpiece to listen.
But why would you put the phone to your ear?
Yeah. I thought that was wonderful, because that just shows that maybe Batman, I mean, Batman's got his ears covered, so maybe he needs the assistance of the receiver.
False. He does not.
I don't know. That's a lot of shiny fabric. Maybe it covers, blocks out sound.
Maybe.
No.
This is when they have the onomatopoeia fight.
Yes. Whap, awk, zwap, bam, pow, zam, zowie, buff.
And while this is going on, I did note that all of the paintings that were made by Joker's students were apparently painted on butcher paper.
Hmm.
Yeah, none of them were in canvas, because at one point Robin smashes one over somebody's head and it's butcher paper.
That's right.
Yeah. During this fight also, I think it's Batman, takes like a vase.
Yes.
Of flowers. And takes the flowers out, smashes the vase over the henchman's head, and then he like realizes he needs to do something with the flowers, and he just like shoves, like he takes the moment to shove them on his chest. Yes, like
he positions them in the guy's hand.
Who has time for that?
Batman.
Well, you don't want the flowers to die.
Well, that's like a really respectful thing. If you're killing a henchman, wouldn't you just chuck the flowers?
Well, first
of all,
Batman is not killing the henchman. He's knocking the henchman unconscious.
Okay. And then he'll have something nice when he wakes up.
It was a very lovely thought. Batman does have, you know.
Sorry for the concussion, Batman.
Here you go.
This is where Joker escapes and decides that because he hates Bruce Wayne, he's going to go to Wayne Manor for some quick cash.
Yeah.
And he runs away. The fight ends. Batman and Robin realize that they've lost the Joker. The Joker has, in fact, gotten away.
Mm-hmm.
And they say...
The Batmobile did not lose a wheel, but in fact lost four knives.
Yes. And...
They called it the Batmobile. Yes.
Oh,
at
what?
At the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Because it's like a... Like the thing
like
you
a,
put
like
over...
A, yeah, yeah, like over a crib. Batmobile. Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Sorry, I just had this image of one of the rappers on MTV's Cribs just getting a giant mobile for their house.
Yeah.
I guess a chandelier is a rich man's mobile.
Well, no, there are art pieces that are giant mobiles. I've seen a few.
Yeah.
But they're all dumb and modern arty.
Mm.
That's what I learned from this episode, is that modern art is dumb.
Agreed.
Oh, by the way.
No, agreed that that's what this episode taught
us.
Yes. I had a continuity problem.
Oh.
In this show?
The devil, you say. Joker's artwork made out of the table. He just poured paint all over it.
Yes.
But when it got into the art museum, it looked like Jackson Pollock's
stuff.
Yes,
it did.
It was all splatter painted.
Yes. Yeah, and had that, mismatching colors, I think. Like, there were, I don't know.
He may
partly
have
colorblind,
done some more arts on it.
Well,
do you think maybe, like, all of the solid colors from the paint bucket were on the other side? And the Jackson Pollock stuff, like, he went back and just did it on the backside?
Maybe.
No, it could be. That could be the base of it, was the multicolor, and then he...
But the base was black.
It was blue.
That table was
black.
But the...
What I'm saying is...
Keep going.
Sometimes you put a base background on your paint, on your canvas.
And then you
wax off. And then you art on top of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, and there's been times where I've painted something, didn't like it, and gessoed over it, and you basically have a new canvas.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're saying that, you think that's what happened?
I'm not
I'm discounting the possibility.
But I didn't become a lawyer, so I do this.
Gotcha.
I argue logic in Batman.
Hey.
It is very sad.
No, the other continuity issue.
Welcome to Stockholm, Holly.
Yeah.
Is they chopped it up with axes, right? And so there was like splintering and jagged edges. When it got into the museum, it had like
it was like it jigsaw.
Mean like it was made out of cardboard?
Shocking.
So
this is going back to where we are in the episode. Batman and Robin run out of the studio, and Batman, using his bat logic, immediately realizes that because Joker doesn't like Bruce Wayne, that's where he'll go to try to score some quick cash.
Totally.
Because that makes the most sense.
Perfect sense.
To go to the outskirts of Gotham, which is 14 miles away from Wayne Manor.
14 miles.
Well, 14 miles away from the Batcave exit. We don't know exactly how many miles from Wayne Manor, but we assume close. And then get money that way. So we...
What if it was closer, but that tunnel's really long?
And no, Batman wouldn't want to set it up so he had to backtrack to get to Gotham. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but then if somebody followed him, they wouldn't assume because it was so close to Wayne Manor.
I suppose. I feel like he'd make it so that it came out closer, though. Unless he just used the existing tunnel system. Yeah.
It could work.
I mean, he's got a remotely nuclear-powered car, so I'm sure he can get around fast.
It's pronounced nuclear.
Not here, it isn't. And
what's the other thing I do to you? Well,
I don't remember.
You always do is pronounce goiter.
Oh, Gautier.
I know. There's another one, too, though.
I don't remember. Big eyes.
That's it! Carry on.
Why aren't you here every week to know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have one job, Alicia. That's to remember our small in jokes.
No.
You hang really well with our in jokes because a lot of people are like, yeah, I couldn't keep up with you two.
No.
You know me well enough.
Alfred.
Yes. Holly and I are the same person, but not.
Answers the door. Weird. Alfred answers the door, and Joker's there with Baby Jane. And Joker demands money, and Alfred says, part of my job is not to give strangers money. Which is a reasonable job for a butler.
Yeah.
And Joker pulls out a gun and threatens Baby Jane's life. Reasonable. Reasonable way to try and extort money from somebody.
Yeah.
Did anyone else think that Alfred didn't want to clean up the brains?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That was my thought. Yeah. He's like, oh, I don't want
to
clean up.
So we're getting to a point where, like, Alfred has to chase after Joker because Joker is getting away. And he pauses. Like, he waits a beat or two before running after him. Like, well, he is not.
Before that, Alfred proves himself to be a badass.
My last note of this episode, because nothing else came close to this after, is, hell yeah, Alfred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because what Alfred does is,
oh,
we'll give you the money. It's in the safe. And he leads Joker over to the mantle where the fireplace is and says, and Joker starts looking at the mantle for the safe. He goes, it's behind the painting. And as Joker reaches up to move the painting, Alfred takes a poker from the fireplace and slaps the gun into the fireplace.
Yes.
Which was pretty fucking cool.
Would that make the gun go off?
Not for a little bit. It would have to heat up long enough to expand the gunpowder.
Okay.
And that would, it would destroy the gun, but it would block the bullet for the most part.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah. It might actually fire off the one in the chamber.
From the...
Because it's designed specifically to send... No. It heats up. Okay. Because of the way a gun chamber is designed, since it's designed specifically to channel the explosion towards the end of the barrel, it might actually fire that bullet eventually, but the other bullets would be trapped.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that.
But yeah, eventually it would.
Okay.
So Aunt Harriet might get killed by a ricochet. This is when Joker runs away, where Alfred takes his half step and doesn't actually chase right away.
Well, they have a fight. They have, like, a sword fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where he belittles Joker for being a poor swordsman.
You also don't see Alfred's face until he, like, smacks that gun into the fire, by the way. You see him, like, the profile, and I was like, are they not showing his face on purpose or something?
He's like that Mel Gibson character.
Yeah.
Jesus. And they, this is where Joker runs into the study and finds the bust of Shakespeare and the bat pole.
Yes.
Which autocorrect changed to the bat poke, which makes me happy.
That's awesome.
And Joker jumps down and Alfred runs over and flips an emergency switch, which has an emergency eject, essentially, feature that sends people back up the bat pole.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. Until Batman and Robin run in, and Joker's screaming about not being able to breathe, and Alfred goes, and Batman suggests that Alfred take care of it, and Alfred sends the bat pole back down, and doesn't do anything to bring him back up for like a good minute and a half. I'm like, that would lead straight into the Batcave.
Yeah.
This is poor planning.
And at some point, I think Bruce goes, good thing you didn't wash our costumes.
No, it was Dick. It was Robin who says, good thing you didn't put in the other costumes or be wearing a bat
suit. To which
suit.
I said, good thing you didn't do your damn job, Alfred.
Way to suck, but kind of be awesome, but mostly you suck. Right.
This is when we get back to Aunt Harriet, who has found the one person in Gotham dumber than she is, because she is consoling Baby Jane and saying, oh, anybody could have fallen for Joker's silver tongue.
Yeah.
Nope. No, not a thing.
Well, Aunt Harriet did fall for Liberace. Do you think there's a support group for women who fall for the bad guys in Gotham?
Maybe. Although, I will tell you, Liberace was kind of smooth.
The guy, the gay guy who plays piano?
Yeah.
Like the rhinestone guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Liberace in that episode, and then also Liberace's straight yet supremely gayer brother.
Nice.
It was fun.
There
were capes and candelabras abound.
That is going to be the name of my documentary about something. Capes and Candelabras. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's about the making of Phantom of the Opera. Mm-hmm. A show that I hate. And this is where Batman and Robin run back in, and Aunt Harriet asks what happened to the Joker, and Robin says, you could say he's having his ups and downs, to which I responded, but please don't. And, this is, so our close is they're back at the art gallery, and Alfred is apparently getting his own exhibition for his outsider art. Mm-hmm. And I don't recall what he said, but Chief O'Hara comes in and sort of half-heartedly praises it, which is when Alfred says, Chief O'Hara half-heartedly praises Alfred's art. And says, but he couldn't afford it. And Alfred presents him with the elephant painting, which I would totally take.
Oh, yeah.
I would need a much larger refrigerator for something that size, but I would totally take it. And at one point, Alfred says something about art, but he breaks the fourth wall, except that he breaks the fourth wall while looking to the side of the camera. So I think Alfred might be slightly cross-eyed.
No, probably.
Because he's not looking at us at all. Mm-mm. And that's the end of the episode. So, Alicia.
Yes.
Would you like to plug anything? Your social media? Your artistic endeavors?
No.
Your flash mobs?
Your Instagrams?
No. I'm good.
So, if you want to follow the Holly, you can find her on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at @_awkwardblonde.
Yeah.
And you can...
She never, ever uses Instagram, though.
I stopped.
Do you ever use Twitter?
No.
I started Instagramming and tweeting much more than I ever have before.
I should.
But you can find the podcast. At Batmania66 at Gmail. That is sort of a weird Bostonian Casey Kasem I'm doing. I don't like it. You can find it at
Batmania. You sound like Peter Griffin.
Huh. You can do that. I don't particularly like Family Guy anymore either. You can find us at Batmania66 on Gmail, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Batmania66mail@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And if you want to email Holly directly about the podcast, you can do so at julietamor@gmail.com.
What an email address.
I was so proud of myself.
It's a running gag from a podcast that never aired. No.
Whoa.
We lost a podcast and we had made a joke about send your hate mail to Julie Tamor, care of Bono and the Edge. And about a year and a half later, I decided to make an email that was
cute. We had been talking about the wonderful monstrosity that was Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Nice.
And that brings us to the end of the episode. Next episode is going to be Ice Spy, which should be wild. And we'll see you guys.
We're totally looking forward to that one.
Totally.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
We'll see you all, you guys. Nope.
Huh? What?
It's okay, I'll fix that in post. We'll see you guys next time. Same bat time.
Same bat channel.
But...